Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's do a little visiting today on gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you'd like to chat about. There's a lot going on. We've got the roller coaster weather continuing. I'm broadcasting for you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We got cool again. We were 90 and 91 a couple of days ago, and now we're back to, I guess, normal-ish weather. But things are really different this year, so we'll talk about some of the timing issues on fertilizing. There's questions about pre-emergent herbicides and things like that. We'll get into all of that stuff, but whatever you want to talk about, jump on board here and give us a call in. Talk to David first. He'll get you all set up and we'll chat. 866, the number is to call, 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Our website's dirtdoctor.com. That's where a whole lot of stuff is going on. That's where you can sign up for the newsletter, the free newsletter that we do on a weekly basis, and we do one subject at a time, have a lot of fun with it. You can see the archives if you go into that place on the website, see if that's something that you might be interested in. A lot of people are. And that's also where you sign up to join the Organic Club of America, get the extra benefits. One of them is that especially during the time that we're that we've just entered now, the spring, the members get first priority on any questions that are sent in, that sort of thing, that are sent in via Ask Howard, a feature of dirtdoctor.com, or if you do info@dirtdoctor.com. We try to get to everybody as much as we possibly can, but the volume, the traffic gets a little bit difficult, especially in the spring. Let me see what else. Tell you about the SPCA, and so I don't forget about that. For some reason, they sent me a dog that looks great from the McKinney SPCA and not from the Dallas one. I don't know if that means there's nobody adoptable in Dallas at the Jan Reese Jones or not. I doubt that that's the case. But anyway, this one's in McKinney. And let's see, her name is Belle. It says she's a pit bull slash hound mix. She doesn't look much pit bull to me, but anyway, says she's really friendly and a bouncy girl, loves to be petted and loves scratches, and she's she looks like a good one. 62-pound, 2.5-year-old, good-looking gal. She's on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the SPCA button. Luciana from last week was adopted. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. And this is a place that's called the Texas SPCA of Texas, Russell H. Perry Animal Center in McKinney, Texas. And, of course, wherever you are across the country out there, support your local rescue organizations. It's a great way to get a new pet. Belle's listed as a VIP, so she's pretty special, it looks like. My tea this morning, a little bit of change of pace. I'm doing green tea. Judy bought some nice organic green tea, and I tried it, and it's really a nice flavor. I put a lot of honey in it this morning. That may have a little bit to do with it, but it's a good way for you to go. I guess the main question about gardening is people scratching their heads and asking questions, and the people that are still dealing with chemicals, of course, are talking about it. And you go in the big stores, and all these things are for sale, these pre-emergents and weed and feed fertilizers and all that kind of thing. We have been talking about it now for several weeks, and the thing you've got to understand this year is that we've had some weather that has been so warm, and we've had some moisture, and some people, of course, are watering. Some people watering too much, as a matter of fact, that and it creates a situation where the weed seed may have already germinated. And I think in a lot of cases, the weed seed have germinated. And what that means is that the pre-emergent fertilizer is going to be totally worthless. And some people are still telling you to wait. It's not time to do it yet. Well, I think that, I was talking to Bob Webster on his show yesterday. Some of the conversation he's been having with his listeners down in San Antonio are that the summer weeds have not only germinated, they're already growing like crazy. So you're needing to deal with a contact killing herbicide in the organic arena. What that means is vinegar and fatty acid products like BioSafe and things like that. And it's way too late for any kind of pre-emergent in the turf. There's still a whole lot of it to be sold out there in the stores. So the people that promote those chemical approaches are still saying, you know, it's maybe time, but not quite time. I think it's just the opposite. I think it's past time. Those of you in the north probably still have some time, but of course we don't recommend the chemical pre-emergence. They're very destructive to the life in the soil, the exact thing that we're trying to increase all the time. Mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria and beneficial fungus of other kinds, protozoa and all the things that help that life in the soil, help the root systems get larger, help the soil have a proper tilth and health so that it holds water at just the right level for a longer period of time, and all that. So, okay, and then the other question is, okay, Smarty, how about the organic pre-emergent, the weed and feed corn gluten meal? Well, it's the same thing. Same answer. If the summer weeds, crabgrass, grass burrs, all those kinds of things have already germinated, corn gluten meal is not going to do any good other than being a fertilizer. And that's the big difference, is that the organic pre-emergent weed and feed has this benefit of being a great fertilizer. It's a little bit more pricey than some of the blends, not terribly. I just used it myself in a way that I recommend. And that way is that if you're doing new beds, new planting, whether it's landscaping or herbs or vegetable garden, onions, it's time to be doing that. For example, I was going to do mine yesterday and ran out of time, didn't get around to it. And I'm kind of running behind, need to get that done. But the point is, if you're doing any kind of a new bed where you're dealing with a bare soil situation and planting new transplants, corn gluten meal is one of the best tools going. It is absolutely fantastic for you to use as the fertilizer along with the organic amendments, the compost, rock minerals, and the sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal. If you put the corn gluten meal out after you have planted a new bed and there's bare soil there, and then you cover the bare soil with shredded mulch, which is what we always recommend, of course, you're going to pretty much eliminate weed problems in that new bed area for quite a while. It really, really works well. Plus, it very effectively fertilizes the new plants and gets them going. I would not recommend that you do the corn gluten meal as this pre-emergent treatment and then put another organic fertilizer out on top of that. You can, but too much of a good thing is a problem. I was looking at a project that I had some involvement in years ago, a landscape project yesterday, and it was one of those deals where there was a consultant that followed the installation, got on board somehow or another, and he's one of those guys that recommends a huge amount of nitrogen, synthetic fertilizer program, in other words, along with a lot of chemicals and all kinds of other things. And it really struck me because those trees in that area grew really well, but they're all falling apart now. They've grown so fast and so upright, you can just tell by looking at them that they're just not feeling very good. They look stressed, and coming apart. And it, so there's a negative, in other words, to fertilizing too much, especially with synthetic fertilizers. You can cause all kinds of problems. You know, you're not going to have mycorrhizal fungus on the roots and just all sorts of insects and disease things get started. But you can do a little bit of the same thing with the organic fertilizers. So just don't overdo it. Use corn gluten meal or one of the others. I'll talk about some of the other choices when I come back for fertilizing because we're in that window for the first major fertilization of the year. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allow to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life.
It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Today's going to be a fast-moving day because we got a lot of calls already coming in. We got a bunch of stuff to do. I've got things from our end I need to work in as we go, too. One of the things I wanted to talk about just real quickly, doesn't have anything to do with gardening, is the Oscar nominations, Oscar awards tonight. Judy and I have done a very unusual thing for us. We've seen all the movies that are nominated, and I was going to come up with a list and stick it on Facebook as to what my personal, I don't know if she and I totally agree, but we're pretty close, I think, and it might surprise you. If you have an opportunity to see any of them, and some I would highly recommend, I'll give you my thoughts on that. The contest picture is up. We've got some people already calling in, try to identify the mystery plant. It's obvious that it's a plant in this case. And when one of the schools, one of our classes, the Natural Organic Certification class, and then let me finish on the fertilizing, and I'll go to the phones. The other fertilizers in the organic arena, besides corn gluten meal, which I do recommend as fertilizer, as I've said, and you do have these pre-emergent possibilities with it if you just have some common sense and get the stuff out before the seed germinate. And by the way, if you're doing a vegetable garden and you're going to be planting seed, I should have said that earlier, You want to stay as far away from corn gluten meal as you can get, because the corn gluten meal will affect the germination of seed, especially small seed. The big seed, not so much, but to a degree it will affect germination. The way corn gluten meal works is that the seed actually germinates. The top sprout starts coming out of the seed, and if the corn gluten meal is there, this high-protein product creates a condition in the soil around the seed, where and organic stuff in general does this to a small degree, but corn gluten meal, it's really concentrated. It prevents the root from coming out of the seed and starting to go down and create the total growth that the seed needs to create to get started. So you have a top shoot but not a root, and if it stays relatively dry or just normal watering, the germinated seed will die. It won't continue to grow. If you water a lot after you've put out corn gluten meal every day, or if you hit a rainy period, the moisture staying in the soil will override that pre-emergent effect, and you won't kill the seed. So just a little bit how it works. The other fertilizers, and what I'm going to tell you here is what's available in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in Texas, basically, and some of the surrounding states. So you'll have to adjust this in other parts of the country. We have blends of different materials, different organic materials put together into organic fertilizers that include things like Good Natured, very high quality products, Maestro Grow. The Maestro Grow Texas Tea is the one that's been around a long time and used the most. Green Sense has more than one really good organic fertilizer. And some of these are available in other states. If you make a note of this, and you can ask your supplier, your retail store, if they don't have these things, they can get them. They can get them through normal distribution. Medina has a product, an excellent product called Growing Green. Nature's Guide has more than one product. And Espoma has a whole bunch of really effective organic fertilizers. And the footnote on them, the asterisk on them, is that they are available pretty much across the country. They're available in a lot of hardware stores and places across the country. So that'll give you a starting point for the natural organic fertilizers, all of which, no matter what they say on their bag, pretty much I recommend at the same rate of use, and that is about 20 pounds, somewhere between 15 to 20 pounds of product per 1,000 square feet. And the organic fertilizers are granulated or pelletized, and they flow well, and they go through normal fertilizers that you would use for the chemical stuff, so you don't have to buy all new equipment or anything like that. To put out about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, what I've found is that with most fertilizer spreaders, if you open the trap door all the way and walk pretty quickly one direction back and forth, and then you know reload as much as you have to, and then walk perpendicular to that direction, same pace, it'll put out pretty close to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Okay. All righty. Let's get caught up with some callers here. Let me see where I need to start. Steve was first up this morning in Louisville, Texas. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
What I'm calling about is, I told David, I've got two 20, 25-year-old Italian cypress that are on the front of my home, right by the door, mm-hmm. Right up against the house. The house is north facing. The trees, I believe, were probably planted when the house was built, so they're at least 25 feet tall. Earlier this past, well, actually it was in 2016, I started seeing the browning. All I've ever done with the trees basically over the years is actually very little. They've had bagworms a couple of times, and I just hand-pick those off.
Yeah. Italian cypress has some built-in problems, Steve. Can you hang on with me? Birds just flew in on me. Can you?
Sure.
All right, hang with me, and we'll talk about it. The sick tree treatment is the answer if you can't hang on, but I'll be back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. Steve, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
That that plant that you have, Italian cypress, is a plant that's very distinctive, and I like it. I think it's very effective in certain places, but it does have some built-in baggage, and that is fungal diseases and even some bacterial diseases. But what I've found through the years is that almost always it's related to the fact that the trees are too deep in the ground. They were too deep in the container when you got them, whether it was a contractor or you planted them yourself.
Okay.
And then with mulches added and things like that, they've got just a little bit deeper and deeper over the years. And they are very, very sensitive to that. I've found that when we uncover the Italian cypress, they respond as well as any other tree that we've ever had dealing with. So the solution to your problem is what we call the sick tree treatment, and it's an entire procedure. It's not a product. And it's step one, getting the soil off the base of the tree and dramatically exposing the flare.
Okay. These are very mature trees. There's really not much on top of them, I mean, that I can tell. I've never done anything.
Well, let me tell you something. There's a pecan tree over in Weatherford, Texas, that we uncovered the root flare on that's somewhere between 700 and 800 years old. And it has dramatically improved in health since we did that. So it doesn't make any difference how old the tree is. It has nothing to do with it. A tree can survive being too deep in the ground for a very, very long period of time. Now, the pecan is a little bit of an exception because it's a bottomland tree, and it can stand that more so than others. The Italian cypress is not a bottomland tree. It's a tree that, you know, really likes hilly, rocky situations, and having that flare exposed. When you expose the flare, which I'm almost 100% sure needs to be done, or you wouldn't be having those problems, you're going to see dramatic improvement in the growth of the plant this first growing season.
How far down should I dig?
You should go down till you don't need to go down any farther. It just depends on where the flare is.
Okay, the trunk's about 6 or 7 inches in diameter at the base.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with how the pecan tree that we uncovered, the base is 8 feet. The trunk diameter is 8 feet. And so it doesn't have anything to do with that. It only has to do with when you start going down, when do you run into the flare?
Okay.
And if the flare is at 6 inches, you need to go down 6 inches. If it's down 24 inches, you need to go down that far. And a lot of people worry that the creation of this depression that will allow the flare to be exposed is going to hold water and be a problem. Well, right now, that flare that's underground and under the mulch is staying moist all the time, right, because it's got soil on it.
Sure.
So once it's exposed, and even though it leaves a hole there, it'll only stay wet after a rain or after sprinkler until it drains away or dissipates. If it never drains away, there are some ways to dig a ditch out of the side of it and fill the ditch with gravel and run it down to a lower level and drain the thing. But in most cases, we don't have to do that.
Okay, good.
Give it a shot. You'll find out that it works.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your show.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're doing a deal right now with that's interesting. I don't remember if I mentioned it last week or not. There's I probably did mention it last week because it was the contest picture last week, incense cedar. And I finally left my card on the right house. I was leaving it on the wrong house. I thought it was looking at the tree and looking at the house. I thought it was the house on the left. It was actually the house on the right that owned the tree. Finally got a hold of the owner, and he called me back right away, left my card there, and I said, you've got to – I met with him. He said, you've got a champion tree there. And he said, yeah, I know it. The Forest Service has been by and talked about it. I said, well, did they happen to mention while they were there that the tree's way too deep in the ground and needs to be exposed? No, didn't mention that. And that's one of the problems that we've got, is that a lot of the rest of the industry, the tree industry, is not that much into this issue. And it's a bizarre thing that they're not, but a lot of them aren't. So what we're doing is he called Tyson Woods and hired Tyson Woods to expose it, and I'm taking photographs of the whole procedure. The ground cover was removed as the first step. The Asian jasmine ground cover was up on the trunk of the tree 6 or 8 inches, and there were, just from the ground cover, not the soil, but the ground cover, there was already discoloration to this gorgeous, beautiful, looks like a sequoia tree, this incense cedar. There was already discoloration. There was already a little bit of an indention into the tree. There was already a place where the bark was kind of popping out and separating. There was already a little bit of decay showing here and there. And we haven't even taken the soil off yet. We may end up taking 12 to 18 inches of soil off this, and it's going to be done this next week, and I'm going to try to be around to video the thing for you to show the whole procedure. It'll be done with the air spade, and it's it's the state champion incense cedar. And again, experts, government and private experts, have been by there to see it and haven't ever suggested that this needs to be done. And it's a dramatic need in this case, like a lot of trees are. And that's the most common response that I got from Steve. This tree's, been around 8 or 9 years. It's fine. has nothing to do with it. A tree can live for a long time being too deep in the ground. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll get rot and die. But sometimes they'll live a long time. But they'll be lethargic. They won't grow much at all. And like in this case on the incense cedar, you start seeing a little bit of dead up in the twin. That's what we saw on the big pecan. You know, the canopy started opening up a little bit more. There's a little dead there on the tip growth, and there's some more dead growth, and there's a dead limb in there. You know, it seems to be worse. It seems to be more of that than I saw 5 years ago. And then at the base, that's what got it all started on the pecan. There was a great big mushroom growth coming out at the base, right at the ground line. Well, where that mushroom was coming out, that's where we took out about 4 to 5 feet of soil and exposed this place. It looked like probably what happened was lightning hit the tree, went down and blew out at the base, you know, generations ago. For a long time, it was kind of okay, and then it started to rot, and finally it started to rot more and more, and then we started seeing these fruiting bodies coming out the base of the tree, which was the dead giveaway, and that's why the owners, contacted us about helping with the tree. So it has nothing to do with how big the tree is, has nothing to do with how old the tree is. If the tree or woody plant of any kind, shrub, ornamental tree, rosebush, is too deep in the soil, it will be helped dramatically by taking the soil off the flare. And there's all kind of pictures on dirtdoctor.com about before and afters, good and bad, and all that kind of thing. We're adding more and more to that all the time. Let me see. It's Lauren's turn. Garland, Texas, with a contest guess. What is the plant on dirtdoctor.com that's a mystery plant today, Lauren?
Is it the yellow buckeye?
Very close, Lauren, but not exactly right. No. I appreciate you calling, though. Do you have a question for me?
No, but I did want to say that we really enjoyed you at the Mother Earth News Fair last weekend.
Oh, thanks. I had fun, too. It was a great crowd.
Oh, yeah, it's great. We went the year before also, and we love hearing you talk.
Well, thank you. It looks like it's a regular deal. I was going to tell everybody today that I'm pretty much committed to do all 5 of the remaining Mother Earth News fairs across the country, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. And we were some of the people that bought your bug book that sold out.
The bug book goes fast. Nobody that sells the book ever takes enough of the bug book. When I do my pest control talk, it really is popular. That's right. Well, thank you, Lauren. You came really close. You'll hear, I'm sure, but try again next week, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it.
Yeah, and the contest picture is on dirtdoctor.com. If you go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, those big images, it goes through kind of a slideshow. And if you want to speed it up, you can just click on those little round buttons at the bottom, and it'll go to the next one, go to the next one, go to the next one. And one of those is the contest question. Let's see who's next. Mark in Prosper, Texas. Hello, Mark.
Morning, Howard. Thanks for all you do for us.
You bet.
Two quick questions. One, I've got some land just north of Stephenville, about 5 acres, that was the victim of overgrazing before I bought it.
Okay.
We tried to plant some winter weed. It came up kind of yellow. I think it needs some general fertilization, and I'm looking for some advice on how to do that cheaply.
First thing I would do is get on the horn to all of the tree care companies in Prosper and any that you can find that are kind of nearby, see if they're doing any work, and tell them that you've got a site where they can dump the trimmings for free and get all you can.
Okay.
And I'm talking about, you know, just cutting down any kind of tree, and they run it through the grinder, you know, and chip it up. Now, if they got trash and logs and stuff like that in there, you know, you may have to do a little negotiation, talk about that kind of thing. But even if you got some logs and some big stuff, if the bulk of it is the ground up trimmings, there's nothing you can do, even if you had to pay for it, that would improve your soil more so than ground up tree trimmings from live trees. The other thing to do is just drive around, and if you see any of the companies doing line clearing or anything like that, you know, just tell them, hey, you know, my property's address, and if you'll dump the stuff there, you can do it and won't charge you a dime.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now,
for that.
The next step is just to take a look at the amendments that we recommend. And on acreage, you have to be careful with this from, you know, budget standpoint, but you start doing compost, organic fertilizer. You do the rock minerals, lava sand, green sand, azomite. You do dry molasses. You do cornmeal. All those things as the budget allows. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I'll be right back after this. Don't go away. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We'll go right back to the phones, but still a lot of questions, which is good, about tree trimming, pruning, and all that kind of thing. As I drive around, I really get some heartburn seeing what goes on out there with trimming. The thing that you need to do, one, we've got information on our website about it, and then in all my books to a degree, but the thing that I really try to warn people about is working with folks who think that opening up really heavily pruning trees is something good to do. It's generally not, almost always not. It's certainly not good to do on an annual basis like some people promote. Also, lifting, cutting away a lot of the lower limbs and really lifting the canopy up high. A lot of people think that that'd be a good thing to do, make the grass grow better. It really doesn't help much with that anyway, and it's bad for the trees. Some trees can be severely stressed by that kind of thing, and you just, you know, it's wasting money to do something that's not good for the tree, obviously. So cabling, I saw an example of cabling somebody was showing me yesterday, as a matter of fact, where cabling went from point A to point B on the tree, and point B was a limb that was being attempted to be held up by this cable. Well, that's a horrible thing to do because all that does is move the danger point and the tension from point A to point B. It takes away the ability of that limb that's out low to hold itself up. It actually creates a bigger long-term problem and a dangerous situation. So we don't ever recommend that. Cabling, very seldom recommend. The only cabling that makes much sense is the cabling that not too many people do in our part of the world, and that is the kind of soft cabling that allows the tree to move, and it's used in areas that are prone to high storms and winds and that sort of thing. You can look it up and get information online about it. But in general, just careful pruning, getting things out there crossing and dead or going to be a problem or interfering with the driveway or walk or hitting the house or, you know, it might be a danger if they fail. Those kind of things are reasons to prune. But just heavy, heavy thinning out is not a reason to prune. And then the other thing that's a major point is this issue of flush cuts. Flush cuts should never be used. Flush cuts mean that you cut into the trunk. You cut the healing device off when you did the flush cut. And that device is called the branch collar. It's part of the trunk or part of the bigger limb that you were cutting a smaller limb off of, either one. And you want to preserve it. You want to go outside that. You look on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We've got photographs showing that and explaining it. And when you get through cutting and you look into the cut, it should be round, not oval. If it's oval or football shaped, you cut too close. You cut into the branch collar. I don't recommend pruning paint very much at all. Some of my friends do in oak wilt areas. I pretty much don't recommend it myself. But if you are pruning, having to prune live oaks or red oaks or any kind of oak that is susceptible to oak wilt from this time through into the early summer, if you want to use a pruning paint, a wound dressing, the one to use is called Lac Balsam, and it is a breathable, flexible wound dressing that's good to use. Any of the others I don't recommend using any time at all. But we'll talk more about that. If you have any questions about pruning, just let me know. Let's get back to the phones now. Laura is next, Paradise, Texas. Hi, Laura.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I have a cross vine growing across an arbor. It's beautiful every year, but it's just, it's been there so many years. It's got so much dead undergrowth, and it's getting very heavy. What's the best recommendation? Just cut it all back?
Cross vine's pretty tough. You know, it's a native plant, and you could cut it back all the way to the ground and get all the dead out, and it'll come back from the ground and be fine. If you have some living parts of it that you could leave up and then cut the dead all the way out, just kind of do some selective pruning, it would probably come back and be thicker quicker. But if you cut it all the way to the ground, Laura, it'll come back.
Okay, good. I'll do some heavy pruning on it. This second question is we've got some acreage, and it's coastal, and my husband wants to apply the Garrick juice. What is the window of time to do that?
Pretty much any month of the year, any week of the year. The basic organic program, though, that I recommend for, you know, landscape projects and vegetable gardens and things like that, more intense things, we fertilize the first time with a major dry fertilization now, early spring, late winter even, or early spring, and then another time if the budget allows in early summer, which is June. But a lot of the commercial people will put out a dry fertilizer one time a year whenever they have time and budget to do it, and then fertilize with the Garrett juice spray on a monthly basis, or if budget dictates, just do it on a quarterly basis. Any of those programs work. It's just obviously the more you do, the quicker you're going to get to where you want to be.
Oh, good. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
The call. Thank you very much. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. You can tell by the music, we're this the end of the 8 o'clock hour. We've got two more. Call me at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back.